The word unlimited, bottomless, just has a ring to it, doesn't it?
It does.
It captures your ear. You're like, oh, really? Okay, so
I can... you feel like the world is your oyster.
That's right. I can pay one price and I don't have to stop ever.
That's so great. Let's go.
Yeah. But if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to charge someone for taking advantage of your unlimited miles policy, then you're doing okay.
Oh, well, unlimited means unlimited.
That's what I think, right?
Uh-huh.
Logan. Logan's our boy. He's going viral on TikTok. So he rented a car and somehow drove 25,000 miles in 1 month.
Well, that's a lot of miles.
Yep. Now, on his rental, it included unlimited miles in the contract. The employee that he kind of got into an argument with said, hey, we're going to have to charge you 10 grand because 25,000 miles is unreasonable. Arguing that the contract said mileage was unlimited, but the employee argued that the contract didn't prevent them from charging more in this case. He got it on video.
You're going to charge this to $10,000 to my credit.
Yes.
When this literally, that's not even allowed. But I never signed.
You show me where it says I can't charge it.
It literally says to refer to this if there's anything extra. I've never signed anything saying that I could only go 100 miles a day or anything like that, or that I would have to pay more.
Right. But you also never, like you said earlier,
you just agreed, right? I never have signed that.
You never signed anything that's in that. But you also never signed anything saying you were gonna. We allowed you to drive 25,000 miles.
No, unlimited is what 100,000 miles.
No, it is not.
So, no, it is not. Unlimited does not mean unlimited.
Right. So eventually, eventually the rental company, corporate, stepped in, apologized to Logan. They said unlimited, yes, does mean unlimited.
Thank you. Thank you.
So they removed the $10,000 charge.
That's good. What about the little, snippy worker he was fighting with?
They're going to be, quote, discussing this with him.
Okay. We're going to put some... customer service training
is needed here. But let's like unpack this a little bit. To drive 25,000 miles in 1 month, that would mean he would have to be driving more than 800 miles per day.
Like, when is he stopping for pee breaks?
Which is around 16 hours of driving.
Why are you driving so much?
Assuming you'd need 8 hours off for sleeping and eating.
Where is he going?
Right.
Where are you going?
Right. Maybe he was using it for an Uber or something, or sharing it with other people. And so if he was sharing it with other people, maybe the rental company has an argument there because it's...
Well, you can't prove it, though.
Well, I know. Exactly.
Yes.
Right. But it's unclear how... also, the guy at the rental company decided 10 grand.
Right. Well, it's like... Honestly, it just seems like... The guy at the rental company should have been like... Touche and high five.
Right.
You utilized the system. You worked it.
Right.
And well done.
Right. So it just sounds like the guy at the rental company just randomly picked a figure out of thin air.
Yep.
And slapped it on him. But anyways, again, Logan's not on the hook for the money anymore.
That's good.
But
this is a warning to companies who are going to test out this whole little unlimited word.
Yeah,
and whatever kind of deal you're going to offer, there might be a Logan out there that's going to be like, all right.
Yeah, so if
challenge accepted.
Or a restaurant and have a bottomless buffet. And
you better
make
sure you got enough items.
Bottomless buffet.
Keep it stocked.
If you don't want it to be literally bottomless, then you need to put an asterisk there and say, between the hours of this and this.
Exactly.
In one sitting.
You need to put some sort of parameters if you feel like you need parameters.
You can't leave and come back the next day.
It's going to test
it. I bought this.
Yep.
2 weeks ago.
Yep.
I'm still cashing in on the bottomless buffet. It's like, no, buddy, you can't. It's got to be one sitting. Yeah, well, you got to at least say that.
I know some gas stations say, hey, you buy this cup, then you get free refills anytime you bring the cup.
Yeah.
You just got to make sure.
That's right.
You're setting the fine print.
You got to set the expectation there. So there you go. That is your set of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to charge someone 10 grand for... taking advantage of the unlimited mileage.
When you say unlimited,
I know, right?
Then
you're doing okay. Would love to hear how you went viral, though. Do you have a good story? Did a video or Were you in a meme or something like that? Let us know. Hear the story behind it. We'd love to hear, like, did anything happen because of it? Did you get money? Did you get recognition on the streets? What happened?
All right.
502-795-1997.